Hello.
Yes, Tam. Hello,
Yes,
Tammy.
hi. Yes, I'm not
Hi.
sure what happened. I couldn't, transfer that call. Did you hang up?
I got
Oh, you got
disconnected.
disconnected? Oh my.
I didn't know what happened.
Yeah, I'm not sure. It seems like I got disconnected as well. Are you available now so we can try one more time?
Yes.
Okay, let's try it. We'll try to do this again. Okay,
Okay.
just give me a moment.
All righty.
Okay.
Answered in the order that it was received.
Victoria?
We appreciate your time and look
Yeah.
forward to
Yeah,
speaking with
okay. This
you.
should be on any minute.
Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request.
Okay.
Yeah, I put that
Please
in
be
already.
advised that
I
not
put that
having this
in. You don't need it.
information readily available
Oh,
will
you already
result in a
put my Social
processing delay.
Security and my Medicaid and
It is
all?
illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Victoria?
Yes.
Yeah, this should be on shortly, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, they must be very busy. Hopefully they'll answer shortly.
I hope so.
Oh, yeah, okay. Hang in there.
Okay.
Thank you.
I need to catch you.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Are you calling for yourself or for another person?
No, it's for myself.
May I have your name and your return telephone number, please?
Yes, Victoria Ibrahim at 816-309-1408.
816-309-1408.
Eight.
Yes. And may I have your DCN or Medicaid number, please, Victoria?
Oh, they should have all that, she said. I gave it all to them, but I'll get it again for you.
And what is your date of birth?
12/12/54.
Thank you. Okay, and and to ensure our records are up to date and I have the correct participant, can you please provide your current physical address?
Yeah, 1128 Lindemeyer Lane, apartment 28, Weston, Missouri,
604-098. And do you need my Medicaid and all that? I'm on disability.
No, it was entered on the call. So is your, what county is this in?
This is in Platte County.
Thank you. Is this also your mailing address?
Yes.
16309-1408 is your primary telephone number. Do you have a secondary or alternate phone number you'd like us to have?
Oh, this is it.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
And how may I assist you today regarding your in-home services care plan?
Yes, I'm needing someone, and I'm qualified for 12 hours a week.
Okay, so we show that you currently have an open case and an open care plan, and if you're needing them to send someone out, you'll need to contact the agency assigned to your agency that you chose, Alara Caring, for them to send someone out.
Yeah, and they never show up. That's why I'm needing another company, because
another company, you would need to request a new company and let us know what other company you would like. And rather than the status team, if you do not have a current request, you would need to choose option 2 to make your request for a different company.
Okay.
But you would also need to let us know what company you want. So let me go ahead and forward you to the request team, option 2, and they can request a new provider change for you. One moment, please.
Okay.
All right, I will go ahead and transfer you to the request team. One moment, please.
Thank you.
Your call is very important to us and will be answered in the order that it was received. We appreciate your time and look forward to speaking with you. Please have the Medicaid number, full date of birth, or full Social Security number available for a specialist to assist you with your request. Please be advised that not having this information readily available will result in a processing delay. It is illegal in the state of Missouri to willfully provide false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services. Any person who willfully provides false information in an attempt to obtain any public assistance benefits, programs, and services shall be guilty of the crime of stealing. Please reference State Statute 205.967.
Victoria?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So you'll be requesting deluxe home care. Okay?
Beg your pardon? What now?
Yeah, you'll be requesting deluxe home care to the state specialist.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. And I got all my stuff, my Monet health care and medicare and health insurance I got all that. Okay, that's great. Right here.
Thank you for calling Home and Community Based Services. Luana,
yes.
Are you calling someone else, or someone else today?
I'm looking for a caregiver, and I'm qualified for 12 hours a week.
Okay. Are you calling for someone else or yourself today?
I'm calling for myself.
Okay, and may I have your name, please?
Yeah, Victoria Ibrahim.
And can you spell your last name, please?
Yes. Ibrahim. And do you need my Medicare health insurance? I got it too.
Give me one second here. What's a good callback number in case we get disconnected?
It's 816-309-1408.
All
I was
right.
with
and
one
have...
company, Alara Caring, but a lot of times they don't even show up.
Okay. And do you have your DCN number available?
What's that? My DCN? You mean my Medicare and health insurance, or?
I pulled it up. I got it. Can you verify your date of birth, please?
Yes, it's 12/12/54.
Okay. All right. And what can I help you with today?
I'm really looking for a caregiver that can do errands because I don't have a transportation, that can do grocery shopping, and then to get my cashier's check for my rent and stuff like that.
So transportation?
Yes, for them to, to do errands and do grocery shopping and then to deposit in the bank for me and stuff.
Okay.
you know, and to get my cashier's check for rent.
Okay, give me one second. I'm just going to take a look at your your care plan, okay? Can you give me just one moment?
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right, I am looking at your notes. It looks like Angela left you a detailed message for you to get back to her.
And I called her.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and get you transferred over there. Is that okay?
Oh, yes. Sure. No problem.
All right. And if she doesn't answer her phone, please leave her a message stating your name, your DCN number.
Would my DCN
and a good phone number to call you back. I'm sorry?
My DCN, would that be my Medicare health insurance?
It's the one you entered on the IVR, you know, on the automated system?
Yes. Would that be the one that starts with, like, 3DW?
No.
Okay, would it be... Would it be MoHealthNet?
Yes, that's your MoHealthNet number.
Okay. I have
okay.
that.
So if you don't get a hold of her, please, you know, leave your name, a good callback phone number, and your Medicaid MoHealthNet number, or your that's also your DCN number as well, okay?
Okay, I sure can.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and get that your call transferred to her now, so that way she can get you taken care of, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Do you have any other questions for me? Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's it. I just need someone that so that they can go and get my cashier's check for my rent.
Perfect.
Which is on the 1st.
And Angela is going to get ready to help you with that, okay?
All right.
Well, I want to wish you a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for calling.
Yes,
and don't hang up
you.
Yet, because I'll just get you transferred to her, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hi, you've reached the confidential voicemail box for Angie with the Person-Centered Care Plan Unit. If you need to make a new request or have questions about your plan, please contact our customer service at 866-835-3505. Work orders are completed as quickly as possible. We're unable to return calls that are not currently in process within our workload. If you are calling to receive an update on your wait time, you may contact your provider to ensure your request was received. If you're returning my call or responding to a contact letter you received, please leave your name, phone number, and Medicaid ID number. Thank you for your patience as we work diligently to complete all requests as quickly as possible.
Please record your message after the tone. When you're finished recording, you may hang up or press pound for additional options.
Are you still there? Hello? This is Victoria Ibrahim, looking for a caregiver. My number is 816-309-1408. And my MoHealthNet number is 0542-4081. If somebody could call me back as soon as they can, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.